Hello, this is Susan.
Hey, Susan, this is Dan Nelson with Local Splash. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, and yourself?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. So I talked to you, I talked to you earlier, and then I just talked to Darnell, and he told me to call you.
Yeah, I finally got the card. I called and left you a message that I got the card finally.
Oh, you did? So, give me a second here.
Yeah, I called you about, it's probably been like over 2 hours ago.
Oh, you know what? It was when I was on my lunch, and I've had appointments since, so I didn't even listen to my voicemail yet. Okay, so got it. All right. So let me jump over here. Okay, so let me just make sure, right? Pool construction, in-ground pools, right? Pools and spas. You're doing them start to finish.
Yeah, new construction pool plumbing.
Got it. Okay.
And then we do new construction pool plumbing, pool remodels, and repairs.
Right.
We don't do any resurfacing.
Got it. No resurfacing. Perfect. Okay. And just to verify, so the number we're going to mark it is the 520-627-3077 number, right? That's the business
line? Yeah, that's
line?
The office phone.
Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay, so let's see. Okay, there it is. All right, I knew you had a website. I was like, where is it? Okay, so let me attach the website on here.
Yeah, we do have a website.
Yes, ma'am. I forgot to save it, I guess, but I got it now. All right. So, okay, so what I'm going to do is secure the billing info. I'll read that voice verification to you. Then I'll get you all your confirmation emails as well. And we'll schedule your client interview with your assigned technician. Okay?
Okay. So if you're ready for the card, I'll give you that because I'm stuck at a red light.
Okay. Is it Visa, MasterCard, MX, or Discover, first off? Hello, Susan? Oh. You might have hit mute. Oh, there you are. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, you might have hit mute or something. So is it Visa?
He just passed a picture of the back of the card. I'm pretty sure it's a Visa.
Okay.
All the cards are Visa.
Should start with a 4 then. I'm ready for that card number when you are.
Okay, hold on. The light just changed.
Okay. Take your time.
As you can see, I drive a lot. I'm all over town, so it's like...
Right.
Only 2 days a week I'm in the office, and then you can catch me sitting down. But other than that,
what days are you in the office, too?
Tuesday and Wednesday.
Tuesday and Wednesday, perfect. I'm going to notate that, just so we know. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the only days I'm there right now. I mean, but so I don't really need to be there. No one goes there. You know, if we have an appointment there, I can meet them. But I just stay in there on Tuesday and Wednesday because I can do the computer working out. Okay, here we go.
All right.
It starts with a 5.
Okay, so it's going to be a MasterCard then. Okay, ready when you are.
Okay. 5474-1518.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
1759.
Uh-huh.
7724.
Expiration?
And it's 1 of 29.
All right.
379 is the code.
379. All right, perfect. Eyes back on the road.
I'm just about to take off again, so that's perfect timing.
Perfect. Billing address, it's that 7137 East 32nd Place, right?
Correct. Uh-huh.
Okay, perfect. Okay. All right, so what I'm doing now, I coded out the card. I've assigned the package to your technician. I'm processing the payment for the $199 Pro package, okay? And I'm going to read this voice verification to you now. Heads up on the voice verification, it'll ask you a few questions already asked, okay?
Oh, okay.
All right. So it reads like this, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance. To outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and this is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Arizona Poolscape.
Perfect. Please state your name and title within the business.
Susan Gregory, owner.
Perfect. and you are authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Yes.
Perfect. And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Perfect. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Perfect. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Perfect. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date. That is May 6, 2024, and the non-refundable discounted amount of $199 for the pro package. When the term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the sixth day in the amount of $199. You may discontinue your agreement anytime by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, we ask that you contact client support 3 days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms? Perfect. Now I can stop sounding like a robot. All right. So client interview, okay? We block off a full hour for this appointment. Usually it takes about 30 minutes or so. I know tomorrow you're in the office, right? So would tomorrow be better?
Yeah, tomorrow's fine.
All right, perfect. So the earliest time they have is 7 a.m. The latest they have is 3 p.m. And they have all the slots in between except for the 12 o'clock. So what time works best for you?
10.
10 a.m., perfect. Okay, so you're going to get an email calendar invite. It'll be titled Local Splash CI, which just means client interview, and EN for English, okay? 1 hour before the appointment, you're going to get an email reminder and a text reminder as well. So you'll know it's coming. And
hold on,
wait,
just 1 second.
Yeah, take your
hold
time.
Hold on, just 1 second.
Take your time, no worries.
It's on the post case, Mr. Susan. He's not on this phone. I can give you the other phone. Who's calling? Oh, okay. Yeah, I just called you guys earlier. Yeah, that's the office phone. Okay, that's his personal cell phone. You can call that. It rings, he has a cell phone that rings both his business cell and personal cell. But you guys had that one, so you can call that, no problem. All right, you're welcome. Bye-bye. Okay, there we go. See, I can carry my office phone with me.
Hey, having two phones is clutch, you know? All right, so, okay, so I got the client interview scheduled for tomorrow at 10. 1 hour before, you'll get the email reminder and text reminder as well, right? The way this appointment will work is they're going to call you from our 877 number. As long as I'm not on the phone with another client, I'm going to call you first just to introduce you to the technician, okay? If I am on the phone, what will happen is they'll call on their own just to make sure we don't miss the appointment, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, and let me see. Okay, some additional notes for the tech side, Susan. They want to know your preference. Do you normally prefer phone calls, emails, or texts from us?
Probably either text or email, either one. I don't care, whatever is easier. But, yeah, for future times, you know, or if you have to call me, but I prefer something I can look at because I'm always getting a bunch of calls.
Right, you're always on the move. That's why I notated to Tuesday, Wednesdays, or when you're in the office, too, just so we know. Let's see. The business, is it currently licensed and insured?
Wait, is it currently licensed on what you said?
Licensed and insured.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Uh-huh. Okay, perfect. All right, let's see. Okay. And the way I notated it, I just wanted to make sure. So I put the 520-627-3077 number. That's the number we're marketing. I put the best number for us to call you at is going to be the 520-261-2536 number. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay, perfect. And I put Darnell's number in there too, just because he's as an authorized user. So basically, he's added on. So if he wants to make any changes, he's able to as well. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So let me hold on. Let me finish adding him real fast. Okay. And I know you're driving, so I'm just gonna explain these emails. And look, when I explain them, if you forget all this, right, just call me when you're in front of it, and I can walk you through it. Okay. But basically, so you're going to have three emails from Local Splash Support. One is going to be your Local Splash initial invoice. When you pull that up, okay, it's going to have a blue hyperlink that tells you, please click here to accept subscription terms. When you click on that, it's going to show you everything that you're paying for in writing, which is everything I went over with you. Okay. On there, the only things that are not included, and you'll see stars next to them, my site, custom website, Google Guaranteed, Google Ads, and Facebook Ads. Those are all upgraded services, right? So if you ever wanted to upgrade to those in the future, just call me and we can make it happen for you. Okay? And we'll obviously bring it up to you later too, you know?
Okay.
So you'll see what I'm talking about when you get on there. After you reviewed everything, it's going to have you check a couple boxes. And it will have you type your name in and hit confirm. After you do that, it's going to take you to a username and password screen. Your username and password was sent to you in your welcome email. Okay? Now, that's for your tracking system. When you log into your tracking system today or tomorrow, whatever, there's not going to be much on there, right, because we're creating everything. But what it will allow you to do is start adding all your photos, right? So just kind of get used to your dashboard, because that's where you'll kind of track all your progress. Okay?
Oh, okay.
All right. And then the most important email, okay, you're going to see one that says action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. And we'll remind you of that email tomorrow, too, in the client interview. We are a Google Premier partner. So whenever possible, we do what's called an advanced verification, because we found it gets you higher and faster placement on Google. So when you pull that email up, it's going to ask you for, like, picture of your license, of insurance, if you guys have, like, a business cards, right, et cetera.
Yeah.
Like, anything you have on there, you want to submit it. And we don't put it on your Google page for clients to see. We submit it directly to Google to get you priority placement. And you'll see what I'm talking about when you look at it, you know?
Yeah.
Okay. So those are the three emails. Again, when you're in front of it, just call me, right? And I could walk you through it all. But it's pretty – the initial invoice, welcome email, right? That's going to have all your login stuff. But that action needed, pictures needed for Google verification, that's going to be the most important email to get you fast, prompt results. Okay?
Okay, perfect. Yeah, that'll be good.
Awesome. Any questions for me so far?
No, uh-uh.
All right, congratulations. You know, I look forward to being you and Darnell's account lead on this. Save my phone number, because anytime you have questions, don't hesitate to call. If I'm on the phone or, like, on lunch, right, or, like, I'll always call you back as soon as I'm available. Okay?
Oh, yeah, that'll be fine. I'll put it in my...
I'm you
luckily, yeah. I have a Jeep, so it's easy to drive off curbs. I didn't realize I was not all the way off, you know, far enough, so the back
right.
wheel went off the curb. I'm like, but
thank God it's a Jeep.
So, yeah, that's pretty good. That's probably one of the best things. I always love Jeeps, so my husband's got the one.
My niece has one. It's pretty cool. She likes it. It's like a... She's young. She's like 20, but she has like a Jeep Compass. You know, she loves it, you know. But, I've never had one. I hear good things about them, though, for sure.
Yeah, they're very durable. I mean, the only bad part is, well, at least in my And most Jeeps will let you pay a lot extra. Nothing is electronic. You know, they're more rugged type vehicles, so you have to crank your own windows. Of course, you have AC and everything, but
right.
You know, it's power steering. But if you don't have power windows or, you know, power door locks or any of that, you have to
do really?
That.
Man, that's kind of cool, actually, you know? I love stick shifts, so I switched from a stick shift to my newer car. I have a Volkswagen Jetta now, right? And you know, I like it, but I miss the stick shift for sure, you know. So I'm thinking my next car I'll go back to it.
Yeah, you like it? Oh my god, I don't like stick.
I love it.
I've learned how to drive stick shift.
Yeah. I love them, yeah. You know, but you know, my wife prefers automatic too, you know, but whatever.
I just want to hit the gas and go. My dad taught me, like, when I first got a car, like, you got to learn how to drive stick shift. He said, you don't always have to have a stick shift car, but in case of an emergency, I want you to be able to hop in any vehicle and take off.
Right, right, because a lot of people, especially younger kids, like, they have no idea how to drive a stick shift, you know, for sure. So, that was smart.
Yeah, my kids.
Yeah. Yeah, but I got you all set for now, so just look out for that call tomorrow at 10 a.m., and when you get a chance, check out those emails. You could even do them later tonight, and we'll remind you of them, too, tomorrow, you know?
Yeah, I think I will do some of them, because with the license and stuff, I can scan it in, because I have a computer, a scanner at my house as well, so I can just scan it in and do everything as far as that's concerned.
When you see, there will be, like, a big list on there, too. Like, for example, workplace is on there. You're not, like, a pizza shop, though, so you could skip that, you know? But the main one is the license and the insurance. Like, anything you do have, submit it so we could get it directly to Google. And anything you don't have, just skip it, and you could always add it in the future, too, if it's even needed, you know? But the big one for Google for those advanced verifications is the license and the insurance, you know?
Yeah, and then also, I don't want that address you have put on the Google ad page. I want my office address on there.
Oh, I put Hyde address online, but let me change the address, actually. So it's not the 7137 East 32nd Place?
No, that's the house address. That's my actual house. But we had to put that down because we didn't have an office yet. And the ROC requires that you put an actual physical address, not a P.O. box.
Right, 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 right. So does Google, actually. So what's the new address?
It's, wait a minute. It's 2241.
Okay.
North Oracle Road.
North Oracle
Tucson,
Road.
Tucson, Arizona. Yeah, 85705. And it's office number 5. So, okay. But, and also, I don't know if there's any way you can do this. If it's showing up on the ad, if you can put by appointment, because we're not always in the office, so I don't want anybody thinking they can drop by any time and if you're...
No, we can definitely do that. We can hide the address if you want, or we could just put by appointment and still show the address. Either way.
I would show the address and put by appointment only.
Okay.
And then
show address... By appointment only. Got it.
Yeah, once we get bigger where we're, you know, where I'm going to hire a full-time office person, then it can stay that way or we can take it off and they can drop in whenever they want.
Right, right, right. Just let us know. You know, even some of the bigger companies, they keep it the same way just to cut down, like, on overhead. Like, a lot of them don't even have offices, you know? So it's good you guys do, you know. So I changed the address over to the 2241 North Oracle Road, Tucson, 85705, office number 5, and I put to show the address, but list it as by appointment only.
Yeah, that's perfect. That way people won't come in and get upset because no one's at the office.
Right, for sure. Unless they show up Tuesday or Wednesday.
Yeah, I'm always there Tuesday and Wednesday, but any other day, I'm not there. So.
Right, right. They'll probably be the only days they don't come, you know?
Yeah, that's usually the way it happens.
Right, right. No, but you'll be good to go. I'll make sure they list it correctly. And remember, too, once we get everything published, like, for example, if you want to take the buy appointments only off, you could always do that. Like, you can make changes to this, no problem. Okay? All right. So I got you scheduled 10 a.m. tomorrow. Look out for that call. It's going to be from our 877 number, okay?
Oh, hello?
Okay. Yeah, I'm here. I'm here. I thought you hit mute again or something. It might be area you're driving through, too. I have a client that if he's in his office, he can't, it loses reception, but when he goes to the kitchen, he can hear me. Super weird.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, super weird. And he told me he deals that with that, like, with all clients, too, you know, so, like, all his customers, but, yeah, so I don't know if it's a reception thing or whatnot. Well, all I was saying is, tomorrow, 10 a.m., that call is going to come from our 877 number, okay?
Okay, sounds great. Thanks a lot. Appreciate
all right, you're welcome, Susan. Have a great rest of your day. Tell Darnell I said hi, too, okay? Talk to you guys tomorrow.
All right.
All right.
Talk to you guys. Bye-bye.